لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون، ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في خطبته يوم الغدير: وأقر له على نفسي بالعبودية، وأشهد له بالربوبية، لا إله إلا هو، لأنه قد أعلمني أني إن لم أبلغ ما أنزل الله إلي في حق علي فما بلغت رسالتي. وضمن لي تبارك الله تعالى العصمة من الناس، فأوحى إلي: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك في علي، يعني الخلافة لعلي أبي طالب، علي بن أبي طالب، وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته، والله يعصمك من الناس. أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters and beloved children, on the very special occasion, an auspicious occasion of Eid al-Ghadir, I would like to extend my congratulations to all mu'mineen and mu'minat, and especially congratulations to the Imam of the Age, the real warith and inheritor of Ghadir, the fruit of Ghadir. And also, I would like to ask myself and advise all you brothers and sisters to practice piety in following the leader. Practice the piety in being committed towards imamat and wilayat. As in every aspect of our life, piety plays greater role, that it makes us committed. Piety is a course of action that makes us that we live balance. In following the leadership also, a commitment is required. and therefore Ghadir provides those great opportunities to us that we can maintain our relation with our A'imma alayhimus salam, and especially maintaining our relation with Imam Zaman Ajrallahu Faradahu Sharif. In today's sermon, I would like to take this opportunity to go through few phrases of the sermon alaykumus salam of Holy Prophet on the day of Ghadir, because it is important to deliver the message of Ghadir that our generation, our children can learn from the teachings of Holy Prophet. In the beginning, Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, started with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the blessing upon Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. And he said attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of his sermon. And after Hamdu Thana, he began with وَأُقِرُّ لَهُ عَلَى نَفْسِي بِالْعُبُودِيَّةِ. I admit myself with being abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being slave and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُشْهِدُ لَهُ بِالْرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. And I bear witness that I accept him as Lord. La ilaha illahu. And there is no Lord other than Allah. لِأَنَّهُ قَدْ أَعْلَمَنِي. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught me. Inni illam uballigh ma unzila ilayya fi haqqi aliyyin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this message, that if you do not deliver that message that was sent down towards you in the right of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu was salam, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. So you have not completed the post of my messengership. وَضَمَّنَ لِي تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى الْعِصْمَةَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And Allah has guaranteed for me that He is going to protect me from the people. فَأَوْحَى إِلَيَّ. And Allah sent down in this as a revelation, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then Prophet quoted one of the famous verse that is called as verse of Balligh, or deliverance, the message, the most important message. Ya ayyuhar rasul, Balligh ma unzila ilayk. Fi aliyyin, ya'ni al-khilafat li'aliyy ibn Abi Talib. Wa illam taf'al fa ma ballaghta risalata. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. As Prophet was reading this verse, Prophet included the name of Amirul Mu'mineen in those phrases by saying that Allah has said, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka fi aliyyin. O Prophet, O Messenger, you should deliver the message that has been given about Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ya'ni al-khilafat li'Ali ibn Abi Talib. So there was no doubt that Prophet, peace be upon him, wanted to make everything clear, that there should not be any doubt in the minds of people, that they can understand that where this verse was revealed and with what purpose it was revealed, and nobody can change it. So this was being done in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him. Holy Prophet made the interpretation and tafsir in his sermon. وَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Then Prophet said, مُعَاشِرُ النَّاسِ, مَا قَصَّرْتُ فِي تَبْلِيغِي. That I did not make any shortcoming in my tabligh and deliverance. مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيَّ. Whatever Allah has delivered to me, I have delivered to you. وَأَنَا أُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ سَبَبَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. And also I have given you explanation that why this verse was revealed. I also given the reasoning for that. إن جبرائيل هبت إلي مرارا ثلاثة. Prophet said Jibreel came to me three times with this verse. This, there is how this imamat was important for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet says just to give this message, only to repeat this message, Jibreel came three times. For any other message, Jibreel has to come once. But this was the most important message where Jibreel came to Prophet, peace be upon him, three times. Miraran tharata ya'muruni anis salam rabbi. And he commanded me that I am being saved by my Lord. Salam is being sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Safety was given to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Safety was guaranteed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, before this message is going to be delivered. وَهُوَ السَّلَامُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salam and peace. Peace comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace is from Allah. And it returns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا أَقُومَ فِي هَذَا الْمَشْهَدِ فَعْلَمْ كُلَّ أَبْيَضٍ وَأَسْوَدٍ. I'm standing on this place, that means the place of Ghadir. He said that I'm standing on this place, and every black and white must know. So he wanted to say that this message is not for people in Arab country, or those who are standing in Prophet's front, or those who are in that desert or place of Ghadir. Kul abyadin wa aswad. Even in that sermon, Prophet peace be upon him said that those who are present, they have to deliver that message to the people, those who are absent. It's your responsibility that you should deliver that message to the people, those who are in your countries. So that means this message was overwhelming. It was a message that was for the whole world. It was a message for all the countries, for all the nations, and upcoming generations. Inna Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu was salam akhiyyi wa wasiyyi wa khalifati ala ummati wal imamu min ba'di. He is my brother, he is my vice, he is my deputy upon the ummat and my nation, and he is leader after me. الَّذِي مَحَلَّهُ مِنِّي مَحَلَّ هَارُونَ مِن مُوسَى. His place before me is like the place of Harun towards Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. Other than that, Musa and Harun both were prophets, and Ali ibn Abi Talib is just an imam. He is not a prophet, but he is going to take same position of Harun with the Musa. وَهُوَ وَلِيُّكُمْ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And he is wali and beloved, and one of the awliya after messenger of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَتَبَارَكَ عَلَىٰ بِذَلِكَ آيَةً مِّن كِتَابِهِ. Then Prophet quoted one of the famous ayat, that is ayat of vilayat, by saying, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. وعلي ابن أبي طالب. Then Prophet even translated that verse. He interpreted that verse. He said the meaning of that verse as well. He was not leaving any doubt for the people, but he said that وعلي ابن أبي طالب أقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة وهو راكعون. يريد الله عز وجل في كل حال. He is the one who stand for the prayer and who completed the prayer. He is the one who has given charity while he was in ruku. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves with him in all the situations. Allah praises Amirul Mu'mineen in all the situations. Then he speaks with the gathering, and he likes to say situation of the gathering, those who are in front of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And look at the Prophet and his understanding about the gathering. He's not the one who does not know what kind of people are sitting in front of him. But he knew everybody. Although this was a gathering of 130,000 people, but that is what Prophet said about this gathering. وَسَأَلْتُ جِبْرَائِيلُ and yastafi alayhi salam. I asked Jibreel that if he can provide me that protection and salam and peace, and tabligh darika ilaykum, that I can deliver that message towards you. Ayyuhannas, then he spoke with the people. O people, la'ilmi biqillatil muttaqeen, I know that there are only few those who are pious. Wa kathratil munafiqeen, majority of those, they are hypocrites. So that was something that Prophet, peace be upon him, knew about that. And he was delivering in that message on the day of Ghadir, that majority of people, those who are standing in front of me, they are munafiqeen. Wa kathratul munafiqeen wa hiya lil mustahzi'ina bil Islam. I also know about the plots, those who are making plots already. So it was not something that Prophet, peace be upon him, did not have knowledge what's happening within the people. He knew what kind of people are there. He was saying those who make fun of Islam, plots of those who make fun of Islam. الَّذِينَ وَصَفَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about them in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see then he quotes the verses of Quran about those munafiqeen, although they are standing in front of the Prophet. بِأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, they say something on their tongues what is not in their hearts. They do not believe in that. So their statement is not according to what they believe. So that is what it's the meaning of munafiq. وَيَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, and they insult those type of things by stating what it's not in their belief. They insult the meanings and the Quranic verses of Quran, and that is what it's great before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعْلَمُوا مَعَاشِرَ النَّاسِ ذَلِكَ فِيهِ وَعْلَمُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ نَصَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلِيًّا وَإِمَامًا فَرَضُوا طَاعَتَهُ عَلَى الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالْتَابِعِينَ بِإِحْسَانٍ وَعَلَى الْبَادِي وَالْحَاضِرِ وَعَلَى الْعَجَمِي وَالْعَرَبِي وَالْحُرِّ وَالْمَمْلُوكِ وَالصَّغِيرِ وَالْكَبِيرِ وَعَلَى الْأَبْيَضِ وَالْأَسْوَدِ وَعَلَى كُلِّ مُوَحِّدٍ. So he said that Vilayat of Amirul Mu'mineen is such a Vilayat, it's overwhelming for anybody and everybody who lives in any country, with any color, with any ethnicity, with any language. He is the Wali and Imam for all the people of the world. Please say Salawat. Ma'ashirun nas aliyun faddiluhu. O the people, O group of people, this is Ali. And give him importance. Faddiluhu. Ma min ilmin illa waqad ahsahu Allahu fiyya. Whatever knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, he has included in myself. Wa kullu ilmin ullimtu فَقَدْ أَحْسَيْتُهُ فِي إِمَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and all that knowledge that was given to me, I have included and I have given to Imam al-Muttaqeen. ذَكَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي سُورَةِ يَاسِينَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينَ. So Prophet was explaining this verse, what it means when we say وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينَ, that everything in this world is included in Imam Mubin. He said, meaning of this Imam Mubin is Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he started saying some of the excellences of Amirul Mu'mineen. Awwalu man amana billahi wa rasulihi. He is the first who accepted Islam and believed in Allah and His Messenger. لَمْ يَسْبِقْهُ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ بِأَحَدٌ. There is nobody in this world that has been before Ali ibn Abi Talib accepting Islam. أَوَّلُ النَّاسِ صَلَاةً. He was the first who performed the prayer. أَوَّلُ مَنْ عَبَدَ اللَّهَ مَعِي. He is the first who worshipped with me for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَرْتُهُ عَنِ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَنَامَ فِي مَضْجَعِي فَفَعَلَ فَادِيًا لِي نَفْسِي. I commanded him to sleep on his on my place, and he replaced me, and he sacrificed himself for me. He protected me by sleeping on my bed. وصلى الله على مولانا أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام. Please say salawat. And final phrase that I would like to quote, he said, معاشر الناس إن عليا والطيبين من ولده من صلبه هم الثقل الأصغر والقرآن الثقل الأكبر. I am dividing into two parts the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is ثقل أصغر, a smaller weight, and there is a greater weight, and smaller weight are progeny of the Prophet, Amirul Mu'mineen and his progeny and all his family, and ثقل أكبر is Quran. معاشر الناس هذا علي أنصركم بي وأحقكم بي وأقربكم إلي وأعزكم علي. Oh people, this is Ali. So that means he was pointing out towards Amirul Mu'mineen, and he was saying, this is the one who helped me the most in my life. He is the most rightful personality for me. He is the closest one to me. And he is the most honorable personality for me. Wallahu azza wa jal wa ana radiyan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and myself, we are both happy with Ali. Ma nazala ayatan ridwan fil Quran illa wa huwa fih. There was no verse that was revealed that was for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for ridallah, but Ali is included in that verse. وَلَا خَاطَبَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَّا بَدَأَ بِهِ. That even if there was any verse that was revealed with addressing the people, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Ali is the most important person. He is the first that is going to be included in Ahle Iman, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. We are honored to have an Imam like Ali. It is an honor for a community that is belong to Amirul Mu'mineen. Oh, brothers and sisters, if we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our life for only this blessing that we have, still it is worth. Let us regard this wilayat and imamat. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing us Imamat of A'imma alayhimus salam. If anybody accepts, that is good for them. If anybody does not accept, we are honored to have this wilayat and imamat. And we will live with this wilayat and imamat. And we will die with this wilayat and imamat. And we hope to be raised with wilayat and imamat. Allahumma ajjil waliyyaka al-faraj. وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله معاشر الناس اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Once again, another phrase of Khutbah Ghadir alaykum as-salam, as he said, O the group of people, practice the piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guard yourself as it's right to be guarded. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not depart from this world without being Muslim and submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay as Muslim until the final day of your life and until you leave this world. And leaving this world with Islam and submission, it must be our honor. Prophet said, وَفِي عَلِيٍّ وَاللَّهِ نَزَلَتْ سُورَةُ الْعَصْرِ. In the excellence of Amirul Mu'mineen, there is another surah that was revealed, that is Surah Wal-Asr. And then he said, Wal-Asr innal insana lafi khusr illa Aliyan. That people are going to be in loss without Ali ibn Abi Talib. Alladhi amana wa radiya bil haqq wa sabr. And the one who accepted Islam and believe in Islam and who become pleased with the right and truth, and he was patient. Those are the qualities that Prophet has mentioned. Those are taken from Surah Al-Asr. That means if anybody does not follow the path of Amirul Mu'mineen, this beginning of the verse is going to be including those type of people. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Insan is in loss without leadership. Mankind is in loss without following the path of leadership. And if somebody follows that path, that means that is going to be the path of success, because it has been said after that, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Those who believe, and when we like to believe, then the most important believer in this world is Amirul Mu'mineen. وَعَامِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. When we like to practice good deeds, then we see in the forefront Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. And standing with the truth and advising the truth, that is the personality who was being with the truth and became a symbol of the truth in this world. أَلْحَقُّ مَا عَلِيٍّ وَعَلِيٌّ مَعَ الْحَقِّ. And وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, in advising and for the patience and sabr, he was the most sabr and patient personality in his life. I would like to again say congratulations to all brothers and sisters for this day, which is day to give allegiance to the leadership and imamat. Dear brothers and sisters, this is day for the recognition of the services of imamat and leadership. If Muslim Ummah would have recognized the leadership, this most important factor, we would not have all these problems that we have today in the Muslim Ummah. we can see a unity on the day of Ghadir. And if that unity is implemented, then that is going to be true unity in this world. That means unity under the leadership. If any group of people, they get together without any leader, they are not going to be successful. Even whole world gets together. But if a group of people, a small group of people, stand with the leader and leadership, they are going to be successful. So that means success is only lying in the most important element of Islam, that is leadership and the wilayat, and prayer and fasting, hajj and zakat are going to be protected if they are being led by the pious leader or infallible leader. Ghadir has provided us a path forward for the Muslim Ummah. That was the day that we got a path forward for the whole Ummah until the Day of Judgment. Alhamdulillah, our center has been celebrating the Day of Ghadir in various forms, and I would like to appreciate Al Hadi School being associated with that. Yesterday, children and school and staff and our Iqra department, they celebrated Ghadir with the school, and Alhamdulillah, whole school was geared towards Ghadir. You can go and see messages that are being displayed. All these messages show that our center and school are together towards one aim and objective, to teach them about real Islam and pure Islam. And that must be practiced, that if all the entities of center become together and they work for one purpose, definitely we can be successful. I would also like to appreciate our program committee and program director for organizing the programs. Alhamdulillah, for tomorrow we are celebrating the grand ceremony of Ghadir. Our brothers and sisters are requested to participate in that important program. At the same time, there are many other programs are being organized, because this whole week is being considered as a week of Wilayat and Imamat. Our youth director, and with the efforts of all the board members, a picnic is being organized on Sunday. I would like to request brothers and sisters to celebrate these days and to enjoy from the open field, participate in this picnic. Our Muslim Congress has organized Heavenly Match. As you know, that one of the most important needs of community that is not been addressed in the past, unfortunately, and that is finding the right match for our youth and finding the spouses. And many people, they keep requesting during the year, but Alhamdulillah, Muslim Congress has provided that service in the past in conferences as well, and with the celebration of Day of Ghadir, they are again providing this service tomorrow on Saturday. And I would like to request and urge brothers and sisters, those who need, they can participate in that and help in this cause, that our youth can find the right spouses and they can live in this country according to needs of this country. This is one of the important issues in the North America. Dear brothers and sisters, as in an upcoming week, again, we have another most important celebration that must be celebration of all Muslim Ummah, not only Shia school of thought or followers of Ahlul Bayt, but that must be celebration of all Muslim Ummah, because that is the day when our Muslim Ummah has gained a victory. That was victory of Islam, victory of Holy Prophet, victory of Ahlul Bayt, and victory of Quran. And that is the day of Mubahila, the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given victory through five infallible to Islam, and I send blessing upon the personalities of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, those who have saved Islam in the past history. In international affairs, brothers and sisters, there are various important matters to be discussed. But the very first that I would like to start with, that is many of those who were warmonger and they had agenda for the war in the past, their failure has really disappointed them. It has disappointed them. There is a clear disappointment of Zionist regime, and another disappointment that we can see, that is the disappointment of Saudi Zionist regime. So I said that with intentionally, that unfortunately this country, although by face they are Muslim, but in real sense they are supporting a Zionist agenda, an agenda of the imperialists. They were ready to fund the war, and now they are really disappointed. They are disheartened, and they have become like a mad cow. They like to attack on anybody, everybody, wherever they are, in whatever form they are, even if the people are in the dress of Hajj, while they are wearing ihram, where killing a little insect has also been said haram. It is not allowed to hit anybody. It is not been allowed to shout anybody in the Hajj. It has been said one needs to be in complete peace. But in that kind of the practice, where peace is the most important principle over there, and then in the place of Mina, the place where one needs to sacrifice and there has to be a complete peace, attacking on Hujjaj, shouting on Hujjaj, wounding them. There were men, women, children, and harassing the people in their camps. That is what you can see these Salafi mad cows, unfortunately. That these people who are just following agenda to divide the people and divide the Muslim Ummah. But there are a few questions to be raised. I would like to ask brothers and sisters that you need to think about these important questions. First question, that why this attack has happened? What was the reason? What was the cause of that? How come that if there is government, for example, if there are people, those who are being deployed, there are armed forces, police, and everybody protecting Hujjaj, and at the same time, there has to be some people, those who can attack, or there are some people with the face of terrorists, they attack on camps. Second question, that why an American group? Why not on Pakistanis, Indians, for example, or Europeans? Why this group was chosen to be attacked? It is said that this was camp of American brothers and sisters in Hujjaj, those who were being attacked. When these people, they contact with the embassy, American embassy, says that we have nothing to do with that. Why this was ignored by American embassy? And then after the incident, people, they turn towards police or armed forces, and they ask them that this is what it happened and you have to help us. And they also shout upon the people, those who are complaining, and they do not help them. This means there was an organized effort. And at the same time, news says that in Australia, people, they attack on the Shias in various places, and sometimes they punch the people, or kicking them, hitting them. Those are the practices that you can See, and those news came at the same time. That means there is an agenda behind that. It cannot be something incident. It is something that is organized, and there were plots behind that, and we need to really be aware of that, that why such an action has to happen in the countries where they feel that there is democracy and people are living with the safety. And that is alarming for the country where we live, especially United States, that if this kind of practice it starts in these countries, then nobody is going to be saved. In these days, the European Union is having a meeting in the Brussels, and there were few points that are in the interest of all the people and the interest of the public. The European Union leaders agreed on a statement that about their distrust of U.S. over spying. So what it is said that actually, although they are all allies of United States, European Union and all European countries are allies of United States, but there are reports, and there are clear reports, allegations against United States that it was spying other countries, and those were facts that are being said. Bugging German Chancellor on her phone, and her phone calls were being spied. Monitoring millions of phone calls in France. And according to the Guardian newspaper, it says that monitoring 35 leaders of the world, 35 leaders of the world, those who are being spied by the agencies of United States. So that is really interesting. That is about allies, those who are friends. What about those who are not friends, those who are enemies? You can just imagine that what is happening. Even they do not save those who are standing with them in all their affairs, how they are going to save people, those who are not standing with them, or they are not alive for them. And this is really sad. A country should not practice. There has to be some sort of ethic of politics as well. There should be some sort of ethic for the intelligence, that you should save at least your friends. So leave rest those who are standing against you. Yesterday we have buried one of our brothers. I would like to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bless his soul, Brother Khalid Abdul Alim, who was suffering from many diseases from last many years, and finally he departed this mortal world, and he is being buried on the day which is day for the celebration of Amirul Mu'mineen and Day of Ghadir. It was his luck that after his acceptance of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him opportunity to leave this world and be buried on the Day of Ghadir. And I would like to appreciate the community for their support to the people, those who do not have their family. This community is really significant community that was supporting in most of his life. They were standing with him while he was in hospital. They were providing all the means, and they were going to visit him. And yesterday also I have seen a few youth, those who were participating in the ghusl and kafan, and that really makes this community as a significant community. I appreciate brothers and sisters for their stand for the needy people and our brothers and sisters, and that makes us a family, that we are all family. He was part of our family, and we live as a family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, and may Allah place the soul of this marhum and rest of marhumin with Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, tabi' baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'wat, إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.